Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 15th, and a lot happened across the region yesterday. Northeast and central Pennsylvania faced flooding and sinkholes, and a major political figure announced where he'll be speaking in Pennsylvania tomorrow. I'm Isabella Weiss, and you'll be sticking with me for the rest of the week on Up to Date while Sarah Cinto is out on vacation. Let's get into it. Now, in case you haven't heard, Vice President J.D. Vance is coming to West Pittston tomorrow. He'll promote the One Big Beautiful Bill Act at Don's Machine Shop. President Donald Trump signed the act into law on July 4th, and advocates say it bolsters defense spending while cutting taxes for individuals and businesses. However, Democrats and healthcare professionals argue it slashes Medicaid and food stamp benefits for millions and stifles efforts to limit climate change. But if that isn't enough political news for you, Governor Josh Shapiro sued the Trump administration yesterday for education funding. This newest lawsuit Shapiro's filed against President Donald Trump concerns $230 million in withheld education funds. And that's part of a larger lawsuit Shapiro filed with 25 other states and the District of Columbia to reverse a Trump administration decision to, quote, unlawfully withhold $6 billion in education funding. And the Shapiro administration says $230 million of that funding was supposed to go to Pennsylvania to cover programs like adult literacy and technology access. And some of that funding would have helped students learn English and supported the education of children of agricultural workers. And that cut came a day before Pennsylvania would have otherwise have gotten that funding to plan for the next academic year. And in other state news, Pennsylvania is one step closer to passing a budget bill, 2 weeks late. For WVIA, Tom Reese has more in the bill that the state house passed, and it's smaller than Governor Josh Shapiro originally requested. But Republicans say more cuts are needed.
The budget was supposed to be finished 2 weeks ago, but House Democrats took a step forward Monday by approving a $50 billion budget bill. The new plan appears to reduce spending by $1 billion, mostly by cutting the budget for human services. But while the new budget is less than Shapiro asked for, it's still more than Republicans say they can accept. Before the vote, GOP House Leader Jesse Topper said Democrats were covering deficits by dipping into savings when they should cut costs and encourage growth in industries such as natural gas.
It's easy to talk about the numbers, but at the end of the day, it's public policy that will drive economic growth in Pennsylvania, and economic growth is the only answer to future sustainable budgets. Unleashing our energy potential is, in fact, one of the cores to that.
Republicans control the state Senate, which is not set to return this week. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
Thanks, Tom. And now for a little coffee break. Stay tuned with us on Up to Date.
We report to you. I'm Kat Bolas from the WVIA News Team. Every day we strive to bring you interesting and unique stories from around the region. Find us on air and online at WVIA.org.
Hey, welcome back. So now that you're fully caffeinated, let's get into some weather news. Several areas in northeast and north central Pennsylvania were hit by flash flooding yesterday, and officials are concerned that more could be on the way. Here's more from WVIA's Raju Dupuy.
Heavy rains led to swollen creeks and localized flash flooding Monday, prompting evacuations in Luzerne and Lycoming counties and wider worries about conditions in the days to come. The region was put under a National Weather Service flash flood watch from noon Monday, the agency said, and more rain is expected through the week. In Lycoming County, about 25 people were evacuated from their homes in Glenmar, Shrewsbury Township, overnight due to flash flooding. They were able to return to their homes around 6 a.m. Monday morning, officials said. In Luzerne County, 22 people were safely evacuated from a campground in Fairmount Township. There also were flash flooding issues on State Route 118, U.S. Route 11, and below the North Cross Valley Expressway in Pringle, county officials said. So far, no injuries have been reported. But the National Weather Service says more rain is expected this week, some of it potentially heavy. Mitchell Gaines, National Weather Service lead meteorologist in Binghamton, New York, said that the rain we've already had over the past 24 hours makes the region more vulnerable to flash flooding as additional rain falls. Roger Dupuy, WVIA News.
You can find more information and tips for flood preparation on our website, WVIA.org. Now, if that didn't already sound like a lot, there was also a sinkhole that popped up yesterday. utility crews last night were working to restore gas and water service to customers around Horton Street in Wilkes-Barre after a large subsidence opened under the street earlier in the day. The massive crater between Church and Warren Streets is the second sinkhole to hit the street in less than 3 weeks. An earlier sinkhole opened up about a half block away on June 25th. There was no formal word on Monday as to what caused the cave-in, but the collapse was accompanied by a water main break as well as a gas leak. Water service was expected to be back on by the end of the night, but officials say full restoration for all 24 customers could take longer. I'm Isabella Weiss, and thanks for keeping up to date with WVIA. See you tomorrow.